And really, I had started to feel a tug and a pull that maybe I was just made for something a little bit more, and I could actually take the leap to entrepreneurship. And what would that look like? How would I actually make the leap? Because I really enjoyed my corporate job. And it's hard when you enjoy something so much to actually think about leaving. But when you know you're made for more, and you keep filling that pool, it never goes away. Hi, friends. Welcome to She Sells Differently, the show for aspiring women entrepreneurs looking to overcome the fear of selling and grow thriving businesses from a place of authenticity and confidence. I'm Andy Hart, and it wasn't all that long ago that I was a sales executive for a Fortune 500 company. But I knew in my heart that I was called to use my gifts for something more, something different. That's exactly why I created the She Sells Differently podcast. Each episode is going to deliver you business strategies, tools, and mindset shifts to help set you and your brand apart from our culture's expectations. It's time to elevate your sales and build a profitable, sustainable business you're proud of, one built on integrity, grace, and humility. It's time to learn how to sell differently. This is going to be one of those episodes where I get a little bit more personal because I want to share some of my story about how I made the leap, how I built the bridge from corporate life to entrepreneur. I get this question all the time. I think people are so often curious of how and quite frankly, why I left a cushy sales executive job to be self-employed and to be an entrepreneur. And if there is one lesson I have learned, I am about 5 months in. If there's one lesson I have learned, it is that wealth is defined so different for me now. Yes, my budget has been cut, but I have never been happier. And I will clarify that for you a little bit. I think so often in our society and in our culture, we define wealth as financial. But one of the things that I really wanted to seek in this transition was to be wealthier in purpose and time freedom and location freedom. And that is definitely something that this transition has afforded me. And so I definitely have so much more of a wealthier lifestyle now and so much more of a joyful lifestyle now as an entrepreneur doing what I love. And so it really truly is one of those countercultural moments for me. And I always talk about teaching from a countercultural perspective, but this really is one of those countercultural lessons for me in the last 5 months. And so it's really put things into perspective for me. Now, that being said, I don't always plan to live on a lesser budget. I have big plans to grow my business, to make a bigger impact, and to develop and grow a business that is one based on generosity. And so I am excited about where She Sells Differently is headed, and I will talk about that in future episodes. But today, I really want to just peel back the curtain a little bit and talk about how I actually built that bridge from corporate life to entrepreneur and dive a little bit deeper into the stories behind it. So buckle up and I will share some of my story. So what a lot of people actually don't know is that I set out to be a dance teacher when I was in my 20s. I grew up starting at age 3. I fell in love with dance, tap, jazz, ballet, you name it. And when I was in college, that is how I made spending money and put myself through school, is teaching dance at a local dance studio. And I was in business school, majored in business administration, and I took an entrepreneurship class and put together a business plan. And when I graduated college, planned to start a dance studio in a small town south of Nashville, Tennessee. Had my plan, was ready to go. And right after spring break, my senior year of college, I was a part of American Marketing Association. And we took a trip to none other than Nashville, Tennessee. And we toured this company that a lot of you guys may know of or may have heard of, Dell Technologies. I think it was just Dell Computers back then. And we had a lot of alumni from my university that work there, and they were hiring, and they said, anyone that wants to interview will interview you today. And my professor said, you know what, Andy, you are going to interview and you will thank me later. To be honest, I was really mad. I did not want to interview for that company. And I walked into that interview room full of waiting sales managers, and they had me give them this lame sales pitch on why they should buy a red pen for me. I thought it was the lamest thing ever. I had zero desire to work in sales, zero desire to work in technology. Plus, I was ready to go to the bank with my business plan to start my dance studio. But as you can imagine, I ended up getting that job. And after much prayer, talking with my family, I decided this might be some good life experience for me to take this job for a year or two and save up some money and then start my dance studio. Well, fast forward, and I ended up being in technology sales for over 17 years. So I guess the laugh was on me, but I look back on that and realize that the Lord clearly used each step of my journey to prepare me. Dance taught me so much about my love for people and cheering others on. And it really instilled in me a confidence in front of others. I think about all the times when I was presenting in a boardroom in front of 20 other people. And if it hadn't have been for the lessons that I learned from dance and how to perform on stage, I would not have been able to present in those sales meetings. And so it is interesting to look back and see how the Lord used that experience in growing up and teaching dance to instill in me the necessary skills that I needed to thrive and succeed for 17 years in a corporate sales environment. So fast forward to 2020, and we all know what happens with the global pandemic. That's the year that I started making candles in my kitchen. Honestly, because I needed something to do. I started making candles and giving them to friends and neighbors. I joked that it was my after work therapy. And my entrepreneur mind thought I could actually start selling these. And then I took it a step further and thought I could wholesale these. And I had a dream and a goal to get my candles in four boutiques by the end of the year. What was crazy is within 3 months, I was in over 120 boutiques. While that might seem exciting to some, I realized I had gotten myself into a bit of a jam because I still had a full-time job. But I quickly hired some help and was able to fulfill all of the orders. And by the end of the year, I had several hundred boutiques that were ordering candles from me. Meanwhile, at my corporate job, I had taken a promotion to a global sales director role. And really, I had started to feel a tug and a pull that maybe I was just made for something a little bit more and I could actually take the leap to entrepreneurship. And what would that look like? How would I actually make the leap? Because I really enjoyed my corporate job. And it's hard when you enjoy something so much to actually think about leaving. But when you know you're made for more and you keep filling that pool, it never goes away. So in January of 2023, I started praying, what would this look like? What would this look like to leave my corporate job? And so I am going to be fully transparent about this journey of my past year and how this all unfolded, because it truly is a God story that only He could write. I remember it was a cold winter day in January, and I was actually sitting at the beach praying, what would this look like? And I decided to actually write a date down in my journal and set a big goal for myself, because I had a history of setting goals for myself and blowing them out of the water. Remember when I had set the goal for 4 wholesale boutiques and I had 120? So I thought, why not try it again? So I looked at my calendar, and September 29th was a Friday. It happened to be 5 days before my 40th birthday. It was the end of the fiscal half at work. And I knew that if I was going to leave my corporate job, I wanted to leave well. I did not want to leave in a bad situation. I wanted to leave well and do so in a kind way. September 29th, that was going to be the day, September 29th. And so I wrote that date down and I started praying. And this was a consistent prayer for months. Meanwhile, at work, a ton of things were changing. The economy was really struggling. And the verse that just consistently came to mind was Colossians 1:17. And that verse says, God is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And what a beautiful scripture to have on your mind in just a tumultuous time like this. And when I say it was on my mind, it literally popped up everywhere. And so it was such an encouraging verse for me in that time. It still is today. But anytime I hear that scripture, it reminds me of these couple of months where I was just in such deep prayer over my desire to potentially make this transition. So fast forward a few months, and I'm actually sitting in my home office and get a call from a vice president at work. And he says, Andy, you know, the economy is really struggling. We're going through some hard times at work, and we are making some changes, and we are no longer going to have your job at work. I had actually just received this promotion a few months before. So you can imagine I am thinking, what in the world, Lord? Why did you have me take this job? And less than 5 months later, you're telling me that it's taken from me. And so he proceeds to tell me, but we want to give you 6 months to find a new job within our company. And so we want you to have the opportunity to look for something new. So we're giving you the opportunity, and you have 6 months to find a new job. Most people were being let go immediately, but we're actually giving you 6 months to find a new job within the company. He was actually very kind and gracious about the whole conversation, but you can imagine as I hung up, I felt so disheartened. And I walked into my kitchen slowly and I looked at the calendar, and I realized that that day was March 29th, and 6 months from that day was September 29th. So I had 6 months to find a new job or leave the company. And it was in that moment that I thought, this is it. This is it. I am going to truly do it. And I wish I could tell you it was all faith over fear from then,
But the reality is I was still unsure, and it took months for me to gather up the faith to truly make that leap. I ended up receiving several different job offers, and I was tempted to take each one of them. But when push came to shove, I ended up turning in my resignation and leaving the company. And as I walked out the door that last day, September 29th, it was the best feeling in the world, and I have never looked back with regret. So the Lord once again proved himself faithful in Colossians 1:17, that he was absolutely before all things and he held everything together. And he continues to do so even now throughout this journey that I am on. He was before all things even years ago when I was a little child in dance class and learning the skills I needed to be successful in corporate sales. And he was before all things when I was in corporate America for years and years, learning the skills that I needed to hone and craft to be successful as an entrepreneur, to live out my passion, to make an impact on women small business owners. And it is so encouraging to see how his plan is perfect always. And I know that I will look back in 5 and 10 years and see how that he is working even now to prepare me for what he has in store for me down the road. And so, sister, wherever you are, I want to encourage you that the Lord is working now to prepare you for what he has in store for you, whatever that may be. And it is never too late to explore your passions. And I get so excited when I work with women and see their skills and experiences interject with their passion and their joys. And I want to encourage you, if you are a small business owner and you are looking for a community of like-minded business sisters to join with and learn with, I would like to offer you She Sells Differently. It is my coaching community. You can find out more information at andyhart.com/membership. That is A-N-D-E-E-H-A-R-T. Andy with two E's, andyhart.com/membership, and learn more about She Sells Differently, the coaching community for women entrepreneurs. That's it for today. I am cheering you on, sisters. Join me next week for another episode of She Sells Differently. All right, that's a wrap on today's episode of She Sells Differently. Friends, it would be a huge blessing to me if you would take 2 seconds to rate and subscribe to my podcast. New episodes drop every Wednesday. Until then, I'm cheering you on in your entrepreneurial journey. See you next time.